Hi, this is Andy. I got an email the other day from somebody who was asking about how they use the form technique when they're dealing with somebody who's responded to a drop card or an ad or something like that. And they were saying, I completely understand this, they were saying it's difficult when you don't know somebody to ask them personal questions about their family. I completely agree. It is very difficult to do that. And in fact, I think it feels inappropriate to do that. So if you launch into the form too early before you've established some rapport with the person, then it can actually undermine the way that the conversation's going. So I want to share with you a simple technique that I use. It's a group of words, a couple of phrases that really help to get into this and to start getting the person that you're talking to talking about themselves, so that then you can actually use the form technique to help have them expand on these things, just conversationally. It's a technique called grouping questions, and it's absolutely brilliant when you're dealing with somebody who's responded to a card or responded to an ad. So you have three, possibly four questions, and then you have the question at the end. And you group these together and you ask them without, it's not like an interrogation, you ask them all together, and then what happens is the person that you're talking to chooses whichever one they want to answer, and that starts the conversation. So when somebody responds to a drop card, say, I say something like, obviously, I've got a lot of information to share with you, but so I can make it more relevant to you personally, it would be really helpful to know what you do for a living at the moment, or what you most recently did, what it is you're looking for in life as much as out of your work, and anything else you might think is relevant. So did you notice there I asked a question about what they're doing at the moment, or what they've most recently done, what they're looking for, and the way I said in life as much as in work? I want them to open up, but I don't want to put them on the spot. The final question in the group is always, and anything else you might think's relevant. And what they do is they actually start selling themselves to you, which takes away completely any sense of you selling to them. And they actually start giving you an insight into their personal background, their personal life, and then you can start to expand on that and have a conversation using the forming technique. It's called grouping questions. And it starts by saying, exactly as I said a moment ago, obviously I've got a lot of information that I can share with you, but so I can make it more relevant to you personally, it would be really helpful if you could give me some idea of what you do for a living at the moment, what you most recently did, what it is you're looking for in life as much as in work, and anything else you might think is relevant. Try it. You'll find it's really powerful. Talk to you soon.